Welcome to Lodging On Demand. I'm Robin McLaughlin, Senior Editor of Lodging Magazine. Today, I met with Mark Lamano, Partner and Senior Advisor for Calibri Labs, and we discussed the brand landscape, more specifically how loyalty membership is so important to hospitality brands and how they're holding their own versus OTAs. Stay tuned to the end of the video for an important announcement from Mark and I. Let's dive into the conversation.
My name is Matt Cooper. I'm the Senior Executive Chef here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The first thing I heard was a vending machine for chef coats. Having this machine and the capability of not having to deal with passing out chef coats and the storage, everyone loved the idea to be able to come in every day, get a fresh chef coat, turn it in at the end of the shift, and then get a fresh one the next morning.
Today we're going to discuss the brand landscape and see where branding is going. How are you today, Mark?
I'm doing great, thank you, and I appreciate you guys having me.
Are happy to have you. So what data can you share from Calibri Labs about the current brand landscape?
Well, there's a couple of things. One is the data that we collect is very booking specific. So we get from the brands basically the equivalent of guest checkout records without knowing who it is. All anonymized, we don't know where they're from, who they are, but it kind of tells us what channel they book through, how far in advance of the actual stay did they book it, what booking channel did they use, what rate category did they use. So when you collect all that, it gives you the ability to kind of track how the brands are doing from a booking perspective versus, say, the OTAs, or what's trending in terms of people calling the 800 number to book a reservation, whether they're part of a group. And then within that, kind of what rate category did they use? Did they use a government rate? Did they use a AAA rate? Did they use a corporate rate? So when you have all that, you can really provide back to the brands information that not only helps them know how they're doing from an occupancy and ADR standpoint, but additionally, what the landscape around each individual property is. Are they getting their fair share of each kind of business? That's really helpful to them. And so it kind of differentiates Calibri from the other major kind of data providers or data trackers for the hospitality industry or lodging industry, I should say.
That's a lot of data that you have.
Yeah, it is a lot of data. a lot of computing power, so I'm glad, I'm not a programmer because I couldn't handle any of that.
Well, I couldn't either. But with all of that data, what are some of the biggest trends you're seeing, and how can brands use those trends to stand out in the market?
Well, the biggest trend is over time, and this is no surprise to anybody, that an increasing number of people are booking their hotel reservations online. A few years ago, that crossed the 50% threshold. So now you have somewhere between 55 and 60% of all room bookings being booked online. So when you do that, again, I'm going to oversimplify this a little bit. There's really two ways you can go. You can go to a brand website, or you can go to a third party, an OTA or something like that, to book your reservation. So as people evolve away from calling the property, calling the 800 number, just showing up and booking online, it becomes battle's the wrong word, but kind of a fight for the customer's eyes. And the brands have very much more than held their own in that category over the past few years. Like right now, a little over 25% of all hotel bookings are through a brand website. And that's up from about 18 or 19% 5-6 years ago. So that's really good. And when they do that, it also kind of creates the majority of them end up being loyalty members. And when they're loyalty members, there's lots of other things that you can do to interact with them. Once they become loyalty members, you have their contact information. So you can kind of strengthen your appeal to a kind of a broader base of customers. So that's part of what you see on the brand landscape. The other is because it's easy for customers to find properties. One of the original brand 30, 40, 50 years ago advantages was being able to reach out to customers. And that's kind of not as important as it once was, because customers can find hotels pretty easily, just do a quick Google search and, that kind of stuff. So that's a little bit of a challenge, and it created kind of a stabilization in the percentage of properties and rooms that are brand affiliated versus independent. That had been going more and more brand, but now that's kind of stabilized a little, because there's some properties who feel like they are going to try and make a go of it without a brand.
very interesting, especially when you mention keeping loyal customers is so important for these hotels. And in the current market, how can brands stand out?
It's interesting because, there's a combination of the company and the brand, because, the Marriotts and Hiltons of the world have, numerous brands. So it a little bit depends on how they want to characterize that. Like Marriott, for example, and Hilton have this, Courtyard by Marriott, and, they kind of attach the brand name to the company name. And one of the things that they do very well is create consistency of product. So that if you're a traveler and you kind of like to know what you're going to get to, especially if you're kind of a business traveler, you're getting there late in the day, if you're getting to a branded property, you pretty much have an idea of what that room's going to look like, what the experience is going to be like. Now, if you're on vacation, it becomes a little bit more of a different scenario where the brands have to really create a customized, which they do now, or at least the appearance of a customized stay for each individual guest, which is kind of where they're headed and what they're trying to do. So for the brands, it's kind of, I don't know if it's challenging or and or fun, because you really have that. You're trying to create this combination of consistency and uniqueness, which can sometimes you don't use in the same sentence.
But
So that's, in terms of challenge, that's kind of a challenge for them, because there you really want that comfort of, I know what I'm going to get, but hey, it's going to be a unique experience for me as well, even though I know what I'm going to get. So.
right. With all that in mind, specifically, what metrics do you use to be able to make sure hotels are doing that in the space?
Well, it comes down to the kind of the, almost the most simplest measure, and that is, how full are you? What's your occupancy? And I mean, because the reality of it is that's kind of, all the other stuff plays into that. And what Calibri does is try and help you measure why you're effective from that standpoint and why you might not be. But it's really measures like, are you outperforming the marketplace in some measure? And you can use different measures for that. You can use occupancy, you can use average room rate. You don't have to kind of, it depends on kind of what you're going for as measurement take. So that, and from my perspective, is how are the loyalty numbers growing? Are you continuing to have a higher percentage of your guests as loyalty members? And is your percentage of total bookings continuing to grow? So if your percentage of your bookings in total are continuing to grow, and those people are loyalty members, then that's a pretty good measure that you're consistently attracting new travelers, for example, or travelers who typically have done that, and you're keeping them happy because they're staying as loyalty members. They're not. Now, the one thing that's a little bit harder to measure is, and I'm sure like you, like me, I'm a loyalty member of multiple brands.
We all are.
Yeah, we all are. And then so, but at the end of the day, as the brands do that, that's a pretty consistent consumer base, that you keep trying to attract to.
Perfect. And what are some of the big challenges that are impacting the branding landscape today?
A couple challenges. One is the Airbnbs of the world, the VBROs of the world, and you recognize they see that as a challenge, because the major companies have embraced kind of that kind of strategy of having like units to kind of people can rent an entire house. That's a challenge. What's interesting about that is it hasn't really necessarily affected lodging demand, even though there's so many of them. They seem to have, those Airbnbs and VBROs have seemed to have brought a new consumer to the marketplace. Like, for example, people who want to get together with their college friends, and it's sometimes easier to rent a house than four hotel rooms. And people who don't necessarily want to stay with relatives.
True.
I always have you ever seen that movie 16 Candles?
I have, yes.
So I always thought that like Airbnb or somebody should use that part of that movie as a commercial of like people trying to get into the bathroom and like anyway.
Might be good
Right.
branding.
So I always thought that they could use some of that as kind of in their advertising material. But anyway, I kind of, I'm off topic a little bit. So that's the challenge and the kind of the ability to kind of attract unique properties into their brands, which, you know, the Marriotts and Hiltons have done with the Autograph Collection and things like that, where they're kind of each property is a little unique. So they're kind of a hybrid between branded and independent. I think there's a fair amount of higher end hotels that really struggle with should I be brand affiliated or should I remain an independent? So it's a challenge for them to make sure that they're continuing to attract that group.
Hospitality companies, like you mentioned, have been embracing so much more in the industry in the past maybe 5, 10 years than we've previously seen, especially with the big property rentals. But in the next 5 to 10 years, how do you see the hospitality landscape continuing to evolve?
I think that what I think will happen is that the big companies will get bigger and there'll be small companies, but there won't be as many medium-sized companies that kind of have a couple hundred properties. You know, I think the brands will gobble those up. So you'll have this thing where there'll be three or four really big companies that have literally thousands of properties, and you'll have kind of boutique companies that have 10, 20, 30 companies is one of the things that I think will happen. And I also think they'll trend more toward that vacation rental, you know, house rental kind of strategy. Because one of the things that's really interesting about the Airbnbs and the th third party rentals of the world is they, in effect, you could kind of, if you looked at like somebody like using Airbnb as an example as a hotel company and saying each unit was kind of a property, and they have, from a corporate standpoint, way less overhead than an IHG, a Marriott, a Hilton, because they let the guests tell them whether that property's meeting their standards. So I think that the brands will kind of adopt a little bit of that and have much less corporate overhead in 5 or 10 years than they do now. You know, because they will kind of, I believe, utilize that kind of, hey, you know, do we need all these people to guest, you know, to go to the hotels and, you know, check on the what's what I'm looking for here? Consistency and it's up to snuff. The guests will tell you the carpet that needs to be changed, it smelled, you know, you're not gonna have to send somebody there to find that out. You know, you're gonna find that out pretty quickly. So I think there'll be leaner corporate overhead in the next 5 to 10 years because they'll have learned how to do that by letting the customer and online stuff tell them about that kind of stuff. That's what I think will happen in 5 or 10 years.
Awesome. Do you have anything else that you would like to add about the branding landscape that maybe we didn't cover?
One last thing I would add, and it's not so much the branding landscape, but the industry in general, and that is the changes that are coming out of the current administration in Washington. Two things particularly is kind of the downsizing of the number of government employees, which certainly affects the amount of people that are going to travel for government to visit the government. As a matter of fact, you know, in some of the markets that are dependent on that, or you know, for their business, some of their advanced bookings are down 30, 40, 50% in that category, in the government category. So that's gonna can be a real problem. The other thing is, you know, some of the tariff stuff could affect people's view of the United States. And one of the things that hasn't rebounded since 2019 is international travel inbound to the US. You know, that's well below where it was pre-pandemic. And I think the view of the US around the world probably isn't as positive as it once was. And so I don't know that they really think that they're going to come here with as much frequency. That's not going to stop Americans from growing abroad necessarily, but I do think that that's an issue, particularly in the short term with Canadian visitors. Yeah, there's a couple of markets. I live in the Philadelphia area, and so near the Jersey Shore. And in July and August, those re the accommodations down there, probably 25% of the guests are Canadian. at that time of the year, and they're real worried, and the advanced bookings are not there. And so those kind of things, which are not specific to the brands, but to the industry in general, are something that I think about.
I think about that as well, specifically as a Jersey girl. So I've been thinking
Well,
for sure this summer too. Well, perfect. Well, thank you so much, Mark. And as an announcement to our viewers, Mark and Calibri Labs are going to be our new participant for our print drill down feature. We are very excited to have them join the team. And we hope that you like this conversation as a brief snippet into what could come down the pipeline. So thank you so much, Mark. We're so glad to have you here.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. And we're really happy to be a part of it as well. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to Lodging on Demand. If you would like more content like this, please subscribe to Lodging Magazine on YouTube. You can also subscribe to Lodging on Demand wherever you get your podcasts. For news and updates, follow at Lodging Magazine on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and X. Or visit us at lodgingmagazine.com